Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And this week, we'll be talking about an innovative approach to shoulder pain with prolotherapy. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you we're live at the WABC studio, and so feel free to call in. And the number you can call to reach me during the show is 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. If you don't reach me during the show, you can call my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njprolo.com, for more info. So we're going to talk about prolotherapy for the shoulder. And I talked a little bit about prolotherapy last week, and so I'm going to review some of what prolotherapy is about. And basically, the treatment for prolotherapy involves strengthening the ligaments and tendons where they insert onto the bone. And with that insertion is that's a weak spot. And prolotherapy, using a dextrose solution, strengthens that spot. So that's a great way to by strengthening that ligament and tendon, that's a great way to treat pain. And we're going to discuss how that relates to the shoulder. And another aspect of prolotherapy, it's been around quite a while. It's been around since the 1950s, and it's been practiced mostly in community settings and smaller offices. And just over the last 10 to 20 years, as there's been more interest in finding long-term treatments for pain and for musculoskeletal conditions, which we'll go into, there's been more of an interest in prolotherapy. So I learned prolotherapy back in 1997, and my interest in prolotherapy has continued to grow. And over the last couple of years, I've dedicated my practice to prolotherapy and really been having great results. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And the great thing about prolotherapy is there's a lot of research that proves it works. There's many studies, double-blind studies. These are the gold standard of studies that it works for tendinitis and it works for arthritic conditions. So prolotherapy it's a great idea and it's a proven idea. So let's talk about the shoulder and how prolotherapy can help with the shoulder. So the shoulder itself consists mainly of three bones joining together. And those three bones are the scapula, or the shoulder blade, and that's that big flat bone kind of in your upper back. And then the other bone, the second bone, is called the clavicle, and that's the collarbone, and the that you could feel right in the upper part of the front of your chest, and that bone ends at the shoulder. And the other bone is called the humerus, which is also the arm bone. So those three bones join together to form the shoulder joint. And what's most interesting about the shoulder, and where prolotherapy has a great role, is it just happens that the shoulder joint is the most mobile joint in the body. if you, for most people, hopefully you can do this out there, you can raise your arm and you can move your arm in multiple different directions. And that motion helps us reach out in space for whatever object we want. We can fine tune it. We can go in multiple directions, both along the horizontal plane, or in other words, reaching across, or the vertical plane, reaching up. So, and many directions in between. So the shoulder joints mobility is a blessing. And that blessing is that it enables us to do many things. It enables us to participate in many sports that if we had an immobile shoulder, we wouldn't be able to participate in. So it really gives human beings the ability to really negotiate our way through space, and especially the space immediately around us. So that's the blessing of a mobile shoulder. And the curse of a mobile shoulder is that that same mobility also is a big challenge to the ligaments that hold the shoulder joint in place. And that's where, depending on how much you use your shoulder and how strong the muscles around the shoulder, that's where the shoulder joint can get into potential trouble. And I'm going to be talking about prolotherapy, which is a great way to get that shoulder joint out of trouble. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Show. I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And if you want to reach me now, you can call me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. I'm live here in the WABC studio. If you don't reach me during the show, you can call my office afterwards at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com. So let's talk about some shoulder conditions, and I'm going to talk about how some of those conditions, how prolotherapy can play a role in some of those conditions. So, a very common injury in the for the shoulder is called rotator cuff tendinitis, and the rotator cuff is a group of four muscles that basically. Basically surround the humerus, the top of the arm bone, specifically the humeral head, and that's the top of the bone, hence the name head, and they surround the humeral head like a cuff, and that's why it's called the, and it rotates the arm, so that's why it's called the rotator cuff. Now, the rotator cuff, besides moving the arm, also helps stabilize the arm. It helps stabilize the shoulder in place. The muscles of the rotator cuff hold the shoulder joint in place. So when those muscles are injured, it's both hard to move the arm and it's hard to stay stable because the joint doesn't want to hold when you move the arm because the rotator cuff muscles aren't holding it in place. So it's very important to have a good, healthy rotator cuff. Now, what happens is, once, as I mentioned before, that arm itself is very mobile. The arm itself moves around in multiple directions, and especially if you're in a repetitive type of sport, let's say you're a baseball pitcher or a tennis player, where you're constantly holding that arm in challenging positions, that over time can weaken the ligaments and the capsule around the shoulder joint. And when the ligaments and capsule weaken, then that puts more strain on the rotator cuff muscles. So you can see, I'm drawing a picture here for you, that the rotator cuff, and the ligaments kind of work together to stabilize and hold that joint in place. And when it's overtaxed, when the tendon itself is overstressed and it can't handle that load anymore, it can't hold the shoulder in place, it's working really hard to hold it in place. So the way that it, when it, When it weakens, it becomes inflamed or irritated and becomes a source of pain. So when that rotator cuff is in pain, it's telling you that it's working too hard, that it's been strained, that it's been stretched, and that it needs help. And what kind of help can it need? Well, we're going to go over some options here. So one of the options is to strengthen those muscles. And a great way to do that is with physical therapy, to strengthen the muscles of the rotator cuff. And for a lot of people, that does the trick. That restores the balance in the shoulder, and that reinforces the rotator cuff, and someone feels better after physical therapy. But a lot of times, the underlying problem as I mentioned before, the overstressed, overtaxed ligaments. And those ligaments are not going to respond to physical therapy. And the reason is because ligaments don't heal as well. They're not easy to just strengthen with an exercise per se. Now, you can take some of the stress off by making them some of the stress off the ligaments by making the muscles stronger, but you're not going to heal the ligaments. And the way to heal the ligaments is with a treatment like prolotherapy. And what does prolotherapy do? It's a dextrose solution that gets placed around the ligaments where it inserts onto the bone, and by that in itself creates a little bit of irritation, and that creates blood flow, and the blood flow brings in growth factors, and the growth factors strengthen the ligament. And when the ligament gets stronger, that takes some of the strain off the rotator cuff. And remember, I told you at the beginning, at the top of the show, that the prolotherapy works on both ligaments and tendons. And by putting the prolotherapy solution around the tendon, where the tendon is reaching into, is inserting onto the bone of the humerus, that's another way of strengthening the rotator cuff. And so the rotator cuff tendons are stronger. There's less strain on those tendons. The ligaments are stronger, so there's less work that the tendons have to do. And all of a sudden, the shoulder is feeling better with prolotherapy. So just to kind of picture it in your mind's eye, when you look at the rotator cuff muscles, when you see the muscle part, that is red, and that's because the muscle gets a lot of blood flow. So that's why you can strengthen it. But the tendon is kind of a yellowish white, just like the ligaments are kind of a yellowish white. So those tendons and ligaments, they are not getting blood flow. So prolotherapy helps them get blood flow and helps them get the migration of growth factors that lead to stronger tendon and stronger tissue. So that's what prolotherapy is doing to help with rotator cuff tendonitis. So another common problem with the shoulder is shoulder instability. And that's usually it starts with an injury. There might even be a dislocation if you, let's say, fall on your outstretched arm and the shoulder pops out of place. Well, unfortunately, when it pops out of place, there's some injury to the capsule. And so when it pops out of place once, the tendency is for it to pop out of place repeated times. So you get recurrent shoulder subluxations. And sometimes that can even lead to fractures of the bones of the shoulder because they're being jammed in against one another. And fortunately, prolotherapy is a potential way to strengthen the capsule of the shoulder so that it reinforces it, so that it makes that shoulder joint less likely to, quote, pop out of place. So prolotherapy is a great treatment for shoulder instability. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, and you're listening to the Regenerative Healing Show. You can call me if you have any questions at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So, or if you don't reach me during the show, you can call afterwards at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or for more info, you can check out my website at njprolo.com. So, I've talked about instability, and I've talked about rotator cuff tendonitis, I want to talk about another problem with the shoulder, and prolotherapy is ideally suited to treat it, and that's an acromioclavicular joint injury. And I'm going to tell you where your acromioclavicular joint is. It's kind of right on the top of the shoulder. I was telling you earlier about your clavicle. If you follow, and that's the collarbone, which is the bone, the long, thin bone at the top of your chest. If you follow that out to where that hits onto another bone, that's coming into the shoulder, where that clavicle inserts into the shoulder, that's the acromioclavicular joint. And that joint, it's not a big joint. It's kind of it's a small size joint. But when it becomes irritated, weakened, let's say initially off, the common scenario is it gets injured and then the capsule is weakened and then it becomes a chronic source of pain. Well, with prolotherapy, it's a great way to strengthen that capsule and strengthen the ligaments of the acromioclavicular joint so that the pain is reduced and the joint is strengthened. So again, acromioclavicular joint is a small joint. It's a very gnawing kind of pain and a very annoying kind of pain. But fortunately, prolotherapy is a great way to heal the capsule and heal the joint capsule of the acromioclavicular joint and strengthen the ligaments so that the pain condition is reversed. So for acromioclavicular joint, prolotherapy is ideally suited. So another area in the shoulder that can respond to condition in the shoulder that's a more challenging one is a frozen shoulder. And a frozen shoulder usually results, there are some conditions that make one more susceptible to a frozen shoulder, such as having diabetes, but it can happen without any precipitating condition. And usually what the result is, the common scenario is someone gets a shoulder injury, and when they get that shoulder injury, they tend to guard at it a little bit, and they tend to protect their shoulder, and the ligaments become lax, as we talked about, the ligaments in the shoulder, so it becomes painful to move the shoulder, so you move it less and less. And unfortunately, as you're moving it less and less, the shoulder is getting stiffer and stiffer. So sometimes exercises can help that, to try to stretch the shoulder, but sometimes it's beyond where you can't even move it to get the exercises that are going to help it. So for that kind of condition, it's, again, very challenging, but one of the ways to treat that is it's not just prolotherapy in this kind of situation. You have to do something that's going to both enhance, to loosen up the shoulder, and the way we do that is we get saline filling up the shoulder capsule, the joint of the shoulder, and we even put a little anesthetic in there so it becomes less painful. And once that capsule is filled up with anesthetic and with saline and anesthetic, it kind of expands the capsule, and while it's numbed up, we move that shoulder more, so we try to work the shoulder into better motion. So and then once we have that better motion, it may take a few rounds of that. It may take 2, 3, or 4 treatments. That shoulder joint gets looser and looser. And with that, the shoulder also gets treated with prolotherapy to strengthen the tissues that that strengthen the tissue that caused the problem in the first place. So again, prolotherapy is a great option to try to treat that condition. So by loosening up the shoulder, by filling it up and expanding the shoulder joint, the shoulder capsule, and then treating it in conjunction with prolotherapy, it's a great treatment. And another treatment that prolotherapy is great for, and I'm going to have, we have on our line Jeff, who has a question about shoulder arthritis, which is my next condition I was going to talk about. So, Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you? I can hear you perfectly fine. Can you hear me?
So, okay, I'm not. I don't know if I'm just not hearing Jeff. So, but that's okay. There was a question about shoulder arthritis and the need for reverse shoulder replacement. So, basically shoulder arthritis is a weakening of the shoulder capsule over time, and basically, as that shoulder capsule weakens, the bones and the rotator cuff weakens, the bones of the shoulder start getting closer and closer together, and then they form bone spurs, and the joint space narrows, and that joint space narrowing tends to make it the shoulder stiffer and stiffer, and potentially more and more painful. And so when that shoulder pain develops, a great way to treat that pain is with prolotherapy, by treating the ligaments around the shoulder and the capsule around the shoulder. The shoulder joint capsule is strengthened, and when the shoulder joint capsule is strengthened, the pain decreases. So it will not reverse the X-ray, but many times that kind of prolotherapy treatment is ideal because it gets rid of the pain, and with the stronger shoulder capsule, you have more mobility in the shoulder. So it's a great way to either avoid a shoulder replacement or put off a shoulder replacement. So for an arthritic condition in the shoulder, prolotherapy is ideally suited, because a lot of the pain from that arthritic shoulder comes from weakened, painful ligaments. And prolotherapy relieves the pain of the ligaments and strengthens the ligaments. So prolotherapy for shoulder arthritis, because as a general rule, anytime you're told, whether it's in the shoulder, whether it's in the knee, like we talked about last week, or any joint where there are bone spurs, chances are those bone spurs are there because the ligaments are weak and there's more stress on the shoulder. So with prolotherapy, it's a great way to strengthen the ligaments around the shoulder. Prolotherapy does not get rid of the bone spurs, but it does get rid of the pain that those that the arthritic joint is causing. So it's a great option, and it's a terrific way to not get rid of arthritis, but treat arthritic pain and put off on or avoid having a surgery that you may not want, that many times you're better off not having in the first place. So, on the line, hopefully is Jeff. He called back, I believe. So let's see if we can connect. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
So I'm not hearing you, Jeff, so I'm not sure if there's a technical problem on the line. But in any case, just to discuss a little more about someone who has arthritis in their shoulder, another option for someone with either rotator cuff tendonitis or arthritis in the shoulder is to do a steroid injection. And unfortunately, the problem with that steroid injection is, first of all, it's at best a temporizing measure. Secondly, it doesn't correct the mechanical problems that were causing the arthritic pain or the rotator cuff tendonitis in the first place. And what is that problem? That problem is weakened ligaments. So the problem is that the steroids actually just weaken the ligaments further. So they may relieve the pain, but they weaken soft tissue. The steroids long-term are not the answer. They may give a short-term fix, but anyone who's had them knows that the more common scenario is it lasts for maybe a week or two, maybe a month or two, but then the pain is back. And why is that? Because you haven't corrected the underlying problem. And the underlying problem can be corrected by strengthening the soft tissue. And the way that's done is is with prolotherapy. So now I'm going to see if we can try one more time for Jeff. Jeff, are you there? Okay, so just to talk about a couple of other options or a couple of other enhancements to prolotherapy. Basically, prolotherapy is use of a dextrose solution, but fortunately, there are ways to enhance the prolotherapy so for even better results. And I'll give you some examples of the way that I do that. For one thing, when I'm treating any peripheral joint, whether it's shoulder, elbow, wrist, hip, knee, ankle, ultrasound guidance helps me get the medication put into the right place. Also, ultrasound gives me a lot of information. So, for instance, if someone has a rotator cuff tendonitis, we're able to see that with ultrasound. If it's a rotator cuff tear, we're going to see that with ultrasound. So, prolotherapy is definitely enhanced with ultrasound because A, it gets you better diagnostic information, gives us better diagnostic information, and B, helps us get the medication in just the right place where the ligament is at its weakest or where there's a weakness in the tendon or ligament. So the other aspect of prolotherapy that really makes it more effective in my office is I don't just put in the dextrose solution. I usually enhance the dextrose solution with other with vitamins, especially vitamin B12 and sometimes other vitamins when necessary. And what does that do? That enhances the metabolic strength of the muscle and helps with the healing process that prolotherapy is stimulating. Also, another great use strategy is to use ozone, which is a rich and enriched oxygen. Oxygen is O2, ozone is O3, and when ozone is placed into a soft tissue, that enhances the metabolism of that tissue and basically enhances the healing that's achieved with prolotherapy. So again, with prolotherapy, we're stimulating a reaction in the ligament and tendon, and that reaction that we're stimulating is to strengthen the ligament and tendon, and ozone and B vitamins help enhance that healing type of reaction. So we are further stimulating the body to heal itself. So prolotherapy is a great option for shoulder pain. When there's a partial tear in the muscle, such as a rotator cuff, prolotherapy can greatly enhance the healing of that partial tear. So prolotherapy is a great option for long-term treatment of that injury. And again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. Join me every Sunday at 9 p.m. for the Regenerative Healing Show. And you can, we're a little late to call at the studio, though I'll still take your call and at 800-848-WABC. Too late to get on the show, but I'll still talk to you. Or you can call the office at 201-882-1500 or njprolo.com. njprolo.com. You can get more info on my website. Lastly, I look forward to seeing you next week or speaking to you, and we'll be talking about a different kind of topic, and that topic will be hormone supplements, and some of the topics we'll be covering will be melatonin, DHEA, and vitamin D, great ways to enhance your health. And that's what the Regenerative Healing Center is all about, enhancing your health. So I look forward to you next Sunday to talk to you further. Again, it's Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And check 201-882-1500.